This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Today's world, Power 98.7. Now we're talking.
Okay, so the National Health and National Education Health and Allied Workers Union, which represents workers in the public and private health sector, is seeking a meeting with the Health Minister, Dr. Zweli Mkhize, to discuss the state of readiness, protection and remuneration for healthcare workers amid the spread of the COVID-19 virus in the country. South Africa now has 7 cases of patients confirmed to have the virus, and Nahau says its members who are on the front line of a fight against COVID-19 must receive all the necessary support to deal with the pandemic. Let's speak to Kaya Qaba, who speaks on behalf of Nahau, joining us on the line. Thank you very much for your time, Mr. Qaba. For you to come out and make this call, is this now an indication that your members are telling you that they are not getting the protection and the support that they need?
Not necessarily, but ours is to say that to the minister that we are in this together. We're a union that cares, so we want to pull our weight. We want to go beyond the call of duty and ensure that our members, who are at the cold face of service delivery in both public and private health, are willing to work in ensuring that they deal with cases of treating, quarantining, and testing those who might have contracted the disease. So the meeting is to ensure that the minister will speak to his people that they provide protective clothing and remuneration and equipment that they need to protect themselves.
Okay.
So our workers have mentioned that in some cases, in KZN, there was a lack of supply of masks. So we're saying that that should not be the case. The department must make sure that people have all the necessary tools they need to protect themselves so that they don't contract the virus.
Mm. Okay, so let me understand something that you've just said as well, and which you've also stated in your statement. You say that we want to unequivocally declare that our members will partake in all the processes of testing, quarantining, and treating those who have come into contact with the virus. I mean, that statement seems to suggest that this is an optional matter. I mean, is it not part of their jobs?
Well, the reason we're saying that or making it out, putting it out there, is because when the first case was confirmed last week, there were reports that workers do not want to treat patients who have the virus because they're fearing to be infected. So we wanted to clarify that that's not true. Mm. Our members are caring members. We're a caring union. So our members would want to help. That's why I said we're willing to go even beyond the call of duty. But ours was to say, give us protective clothing so that we can get to work. So there's never been anything that suggests that we don't want to work. But we wanted to clarify the report that was circulating on social media that members are scared to work with these patients. Yeah.
One would have thought that protective clothing for workers in this healthcare sector, particularly dealing with such a dangerous virus, would be standard procedure. I mean, I'm concerned. What is the reality on the ground from what you're getting from your members? You mentioned that in KZN there was a shortage of masks. Where else are you experiencing this, a lack of protective clothing?
Yeah, it's not only in the healthcare facilities, but also in the ports of entries. We've received also reports that there's been short of protective clothing in the airports, in the harbors, and in the border posts. So that's why we're planning a visit to all these places to assess the situation, because we don't want a situation whereby members contract the virus unnecessarily just because the employers refuse to provide those. So we want to then focus on that, because also what has been said was that the virus only comes through humans, but also even through goods that are exported into the country. Those can also carry the virus. So we want to ensure that members who are at the points of entry are also protected and that they don't contract the virus.
So Just in terms of the healthcare sector, what has been done with members? Is there any special additional training that has been given to members there in the healthcare center? Because I also saw in your statement that you said that some of your members that are working at the ports of entry have not been actually been given any training.
Yes, that's what we wanted to raise with the Minister of Health, that this is a new virus, so of course they will require a bit of training so that our members know how to deal with this. So that's why it's important that that meeting happens immediately, so that the minister can then action that, so that those who have more information can teach those who do not have sufficient or adequate information.
What happens in the meantime? What happens in the meantime before the meeting happens? What's going on with your members? Are your members comfortable in their positions in terms of being able to do their work as they have been doing?
Yes, they are. Only if there's protective clothing. That's why we've been making the call, in fact, demanding that there's protective clothing so that they protect themselves. Because now we're at 7 cases, so we don't want it to move above the 7 cases. In fact, we want to go back to 0. Yeah. So that's why we're pleading with everyone, including all citizens and all stakeholders, to work together, because we believe that this will require an active citizenry, a coordinated and a collective effort to ensure
but you
that
keep...
we fight.
I think this is a very important point, and you keep coming back to it about protective clothing. Are you saying that your members are currently not being given the correct protective clothing? Because this is quite a serious thing.
Well, Titi, like I mentioned before, the only instance where there was issue of lack of protective clothing was in Durban, where the first patient was discovered. And of course, a few cases in the port of entries. That's why we said we demand that the minister ensure that we have those, including sanitizers, because one of the role perspectives out of dealing with the virus would be to wash hands regularly. Yeah. So we're demanding that those
so you don't
available
have...
immediately.
There are issues with basics like sanitizers, masks. Is this what you're referring to when you talk about protective clothing? Not even those big suits that we see sometimes?
No, those.
So the basics are not available?
Not everywhere. Some cases in the port of entries like Bedbury, Libombo Border Post, and of course in the hospital where the first patient was discovered.
This is a serious problem. Kaqaba, we'll leave it there. Of course, we'll take it up as well with the health ministry. I mean, it sounds like health workers are really being, lives are being placed at risk. What's going on? I mean, the basics like sanitizer and masks are not available at hospitals. That's a worry.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.